This is my case study number 7 on Amanda Knox. She was born on July 9th, 1987. She's an American woman, and she was imprisoned for 4 years in an Italian prison because she was convicted of the murder of Meredith Kircher in 2007. They were both exchange students. From Washington. And yeah, after she found the Meredith Kircher, she called the police and spent a night with her boyfriend, and the police interrogated her, and Amanda Knox, I think, implied that I think she was, like, coerced into saying that she did it. And she said that it was her and her boss, I guess. I think that police, like, kind of coerced that. And her boss was released. And Amanda Knox was convicted, and she was sentenced to a 26-year prison sentence. And a couple years after that, another burglar named Rudy Guaid was arrested because of bloodstained fingerprints that were found on Meredith Kircher's possessions. And he was found guilty and sentenced to 16 years. And Amanda Knox was then acquitted, and Guaid ended up getting out early after about 5 years. And a friend of Amanda Knox's was also convicted. The name was Salito, and they were both acquitted. And after this, Amanda Knox became an author and a journalist, and she wrote a couple books. One of them was Waiting to Be Heard, and it became a bestseller, and it basically tells her story. And that's my case study 7 on Amanda Knox.